Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here with a Wednesday edition of The Catch-Up.
We all know exercise is good for us, but Professor Josephine Anderson from the Black Dog Institute joins us today with really good news as to how exercise can help depression.
It's that time of year where officers need to book their Christmas parties before they miss out. Rob Broadfield gives us the hot tip on the best spots to get your festive on in Perth.
And Dustin Martin's grandma Lois is celebrating Richmond's win with her first tattoo at the age of 70. So we asked Perth, Grandma did what?
And Grandpa.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
We often hear that one of the best ways to combat depression is with exercise. And now the Black Dog Institute has found that just as little as an hour of exercise a week can help do that very thing. And to help us with that, Associate Professor Josephine Anderson joins us. Hello, Professor Anderson.
Hello.
This is good news, isn't it?
This is great news because whilst we've known for a long time about the effects of exercise on helping people recover from depression, this is actually the first time that there's been robust evidence about how much exercise might actually prevent an episode of depression. Mm. That's very exciting news because it's as little as an hour a week.
Why is the reason? Is it? I mean, I know when I go to the gym and I do a half hour on the treadmill or something like that, I just generally feel a little bit better. I feel like I've achieved something. Is that the reason or are there deeper reasons to this?
Actually, we haven't yet precisely worked out why there is this protective effect from exercise, but it probably is a combined impact of various physical and social benefits that we get from physical activity. So it could be improved self-esteem or around thinking about the physical side of it. You'd be aware of serotonin, which is involved in depression. Could be an enhancement of release of serotonin. So it's very interesting, this finding, because it does suggest that it's probably a combination of both the social kind of side of exercise, the sense of well-being that it imbues in us, and also actually things happening at the brain level as well.
It's good to hear that because I always think that the answer to something's always going to be a combination of things. And we talk about getting endorphins, you know, going and releasing those endorphins. Is that the serotonin factor?
So endorphins actually encompasses a number of those, what we call neurotransmitters, including serotonin. But yeah, there are quite a few of them these days. Dopamine is another one that actually does increase, we know, with physical activity. Now, even though that's kind of temporary, it nevertheless gives those areas of your brain that control mood quite a boost. And it's one of the reasons why we know that for people who are depressed, doing exercise, preferably even if it's only a small amount every day, is really helpful in recovering from depression. But what's exciting about this study is that it actually talks about being able to prevent episodes of depression with as little as 1 hour a week. I mean, I think we can all manage that.
I think we can all manage 1 hour a week. And the other sort of factor is, does it have to be heavy-duty exercise or are we talking a good old walk with the dog?
No, it doesn't have to be heavy-duty exercise. The study actually did get people to rate the degree of intensity of exercise, and it didn't seem to be particularly relevant. It was really more the fact that they got some exercise, at least an hour. And the reverse was also true. The people who reported doing no exercise at all, they actually had a 44% increased chance of developing depression compared to those who were exercising 1 to 2 hours a week. So I think the message there is clear.
Yeah.
All right. And it's a great message. We thank you for sharing it and also for elaborating a bit on it as well. Associate Professor Josephine Anderson, the Clinical Director of the Black Dog Institute. We appreciate your time on this today.
That's been a pleasure.
And of course, if you or anyone you know are experiencing difficulties with depression, contact the Black Dog Institute or Lifeline on 13 11 14.
He joins us every couple of weeks to fill us in on what's happening foodie-wise around town, the man about food, about town, and the editor of the Good Food Guide of the West Australian, Mr. Rob Broadfield. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, and probably not at home watching Studio 10 or something. Where are you?
It's a restaurant called Heritage in the CBD.
Okay.
Do you know this place?
No.
Okay, so it's really good. But they've just done a revamp. They've got 100 wines by the glass.
How many are you through?
100 wines by the glass. Let me get my head around that for a moment.
I know.
I'm from the house wine generation, Rob. I mean, wow.
And Pete, to answer your question, I'm up to 65.
You beauty!
You'd be further along, but you had to recheck a couple.
Exactly.
Far out, mate. That's not bad.
And the food?
I've revamped a lot of stuff here, so and part of that is a new menu. And tell you what, we're having an absolute ball. It's great food, all jokes. Mm. They don't pay me to say this. I'm just having lunch here, and it really is very good. So.
Okay. Well, would it make it onto the list of Christmas party ideas? Because these days, you've really got to start planning early, like now would be good.
Well, now that October's come around, this is when we start thinking about what are we going to do for our Christmas party.
Yes.
Now, back in the days when I was on the radio, of course, there was always someone's, how does one say this, buttocks on the photocopier.
With a house wine. But oh, how things have changed.
Oh, I know. Now HR's got in the way and no one can put their buttocks
on. I know.
People are actually, all jokes aside, are actually planning now Christmas.
Mm.
And the interesting thing is so many restaurants now, because they've been through a pretty tough time in the last couple of years.
Yep.
Just about every restaurant you care to think of are now offering specials for Christmas. And they're offering them now. And you'll get some amazing bargains. But I reckon, here's the Broadfield tip.
All right.
The best places to go for a Christmas knees up with your colleagues from work are places with beer gardens or outdoor dining areas.
Yes.
It's going to be summer. It's going to be warm. Places like the beach bar at the Cottesloe.
Yes.
What's that wonderful place in Leaderville?
The garden?
The garden.
The garden.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be able to move around.
Yeah.
Obviously, HR will send out a memo around about late November about how you should behave properly.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be able to monster that secretary that you've always loved.
Not if you're stuck for the whole day sitting next to the HR person.
Now, I'll tell you another place that I think is great. I mean, you could mention most of them, but places like the Windsor Hotel. I don't know if you know the Windsor in South.
The Windsor is always a good one, yeah.
An amazing place to go for, because they've got a big garden out the back. That's sort of a classic old school pub. Great place for your Christmas too.
Yep.
And also, not to discount it, places like Crown, for instance, where they have, what's that pub out of Crown called? The one that's...
The Merriwell.
The Merriwell.
The Merriwell's great.
Mm.
Yeah, what a great place for an eater, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I want a place where the music's a good level as well, because it can't go to a place where the music's too loud, because I want to be able to yarn to people for a little bit. And then later on they can pump the music when we start dancing.
How old are you, Pete?
31.
But I do like the idea of share plates and moving around, you know, rather than a sort of sit down. Mm. You can't have a knees up if you're sitting down.
Sounds magic,
Excellent, mate.
Excellent
advice as always.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your time,
now,
Rob Broadfield.
Back to that list.
Number 66, I believe.
Yeah,
I'm going back to 66.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Cheers, guys.
Grandma did what, please?
Oh, Dustin Martin's grandmother, Lois, who was there with him all year. She was at every game. In fact, she was with him the other night when he was crowned best and fairest, winning his second consecutive Jack Dyer medal.
He got everything
Lois
this year.
Lois probably knew Jack Dyer personally. she said, if Richmond wins a flag, I'm going to get my first tat. Because tats are quite big in the Martin family, but Lois doesn't have one.
Well, at the moment, tats are quite big in Richmond in general and in Melbourne.
Oh,
seen
there's
how many
a
people
lot
are
of
getting
people that woke up
tights?
On Tuesday going, what the hell? Hell, there's a tiger on my calf. What did I do that for? I kind of think it was a little sort of not the right thing to do to allow drunk people to come in. The people who are still on a bit of a high from the weekend to come in and get a tattoo of a tiger on their calf. But anyway.
Well, this is clearly something that Lois has been thinking about for quite some time.
She has.
Considering that it's going to be her first one at 70 years of age.
And she's going to do it. She just hasn't decided what yet. She's tossing up between maybe an image of a tiger or a scaled-down version of her grandson's face. I reckon just get an R, Lois.
Just an R?
Keep it really simple.
No.
Black and white, just an R for Richmond.
Go all out.
Nothing too messy.
You know,
the older the skin.
Where does she get it done, by the way? Where does it go?
I don't know. I'm guessing she won't get it on the, you know.
On the backside?
No, I was thinking just above the, you know, the, what do they call it, a tramp stamp.
70 years old. Get it somewhere where there's some wrinkles. You can make it a Mad Magazine fold-out.
Somewhere where the skin's still a bit smooth. Maybe on the arm or something.
Or the face.
Or the wrist, like mine.
Yeah.
But just something simple. Anyway, the point of it is, it got us thinking, Grandma did what?
Yeah, because you
Grandpa.
Know what? Like, they get out there, right, a little, and you know, we spoke about this yesterday, spending the kids' inheritance.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're very, you know what, guys? It's me time now.
Yes, grandparents are getting cooler and cooler as the years go by.
Mm-hmm. We want to know those things where you've literally just gone, you did what? Madeline in Erskine, hello.
Hello.
Grandma did what?
She's off to Thailand to work in a prison.
Get out of here.
No.
Oh, I love her.
She's great. How old is she?
73.
Wow.
What?
So what's she going to be doing in the prison?
She doesn't know yet. She's been working in a preschool in Thailand for a few years.
Yeah.
And she thought she'd mix it up a bit and work in a prison.
Oh, that's sensational.
Yeah, wow.
You know, I reckon that would be a really good influence to have around you in a prison too.
Yeah, like a grandmother figure.
An older, you know, a grandmotherly figure.
Yeah.
Wow, good on her.
Wow.
Yep.
You send her our best regards, all right? Because that's awesome.
I will. Not
That's
a problem.
Great. Thanks, Madeline.
Okay.
No worries, guys. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Stuart in Camillo. Grandma or Grandpa did what?
How you going?
Good. How are you, mate?
Very well.
What did the grandparent do?
Well, it was actually my mum, who is a grandparent, of course.
Yeah.
She skydived on her 80th birthday.
Oh, her 80th?
Yep.
Has she got the, because usually they take a GoPro with them these days and stuff. Has she got the footage of her going down, like out of the plane and all that sort of stuff? And did somebody put her up to this, or did she put her hand up and go, you know what, I'm 80, I've never done this, I'm going to have a crack?
That's it, yep.
On the bucket list. A lot of grandparents have that on their bucket list, but when the 80th birthday comes around, they chicken out and don't do it. But good on her.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, we got another one here. Helen in Wanneroo. Grandma or Grandpa did what?
My mum and I called round to see my gran and we found her flat on her back on the lounge floor.
Yes.
Mum wakes her up and goes, what happened? She goes, I don't know. She said, I've been watching TV drinking that bottle of lemonade and I don't know what happened.
Right.
She's like, okay, look over to the bottle of lemonade. Gran had drunk a bottle of vodka.
A whole bottle.
It's so good. Wow.
And live to tell the tale.
Grandma celebrated schoolies week. That's what Grandma did. You know what's funny? Actually, Helen, today is International Vodka Day, so watch out for Grandma.
Yeah, you might want to get around to her house quick smart.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.